This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I want to continue my theme from yesterday, and that is that God knows how you feel. Not everyone will understand what's going on for you, and people say, oh, yeah, I know how you feel. But God is your friend who loves and accepts you, and he knows everything about you. And David, the psalmist, wrote in Psalm 139, "You've looked deep into my heart, Lord, and you know all about me." That's a fantastic verse. It means that God knows everything perfectly. God just doesn't know about ordinary stuff. He knows you because his knowledge is personal. God has studied you and he knows you thoroughly. So God is not impersonal to David when David declared that statement. God searches us, and there's nothing actually hidden from the knowledge of God. So there can be no excuses or justifications or fabrications. And I think that there are those who, I suppose, think that they might have hidden a lot of stuff from other people, but they've not hidden it from God. God has perfect knowledge and he's everywhere at once. And think about the cosmos. We're told there are 1 billion stars in one galaxy and 1 billion galaxies in the universe. So God is not only aware of every star and planet, and this is the power that keeps each galaxy operating. It's just beyond our understanding, isn't it? But what about the inner cosmos, if you like, the inner space? Isn't God aware of, if you like, the orbiting particle of every atom in our bodies? Is his mind not greater and his knowledge of us not deeper than anything we understand? It's quite a staggering thing. And to say simply that God knows and loves me as an individual and that God knows how I feel. And I want to say especially that God has experienced life through Jesus Christ. God came to this earth, he created and lived as one of us. He experienced sadness, and Jesus experienced joy and heartache and anger, all those emotions. And no matter what happened to him here on earth, Jesus did not sin. God has experienced all that we go through. So we don't have a God who's up there somewhere that doesn't know what it's like in life, how we feel because of Jesus. Now, during the ministry of Jesus, he chose 12 students, if you like, or 12 disciples, and their task was to learn about him and to follow his example. It wasn't enough that they saw or tried to copy what Jesus did. They needed to understand the whys and the hows. And Jesus loved them, and he knew how they were feeling, and they certainly let him down at times. And today, here we are in this day and age, Jesus teaches us and reaches out to us in love and mercy. And just like those early disciples, Jesus understands how we're feeling. It's not an easy thing to find someone who really knows what's going on in your mind, but God knew that. He knows that, and he sent our Savior into the world. He knows, for example, about the lonely people, the people that have no friends, because Jesus wants to travel that journey with them. And when we need someone to talk to, God is there. You might be thinking that that's all well and good, but I need someone to talk to, and that's fair enough. But do you know that when you talk to God, that he will lead you towards someone, a friend, possibly a soulmate, someone that you can actually share life's experiences with? There are other people who are broken. You know, their lives are broken. And the Bible actually gives an illustration of that, to comparing God to a potter making the clay, and we're the soft, moist clay that's on the wheel, and the potter's there shaping that clay into whatever it's going to be. And the potter just doesn't create, he also fixes broken things. Any bit of clay that comes off, that's restored. So I want to say again today that God takes the broken pieces of your life and he shapes them into something really special. And but we need to give him those broken pieces. Give him your anger or your resentment, despair or frustration. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that it's true. You know how we feel. Lord, help us when we feel that we're helpless, that we don't have a friend, as we trust in Jesus today. Amen.